This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, has been sentenced to 47 months in prison for tax and bank fraud charges. During Thursday's hearing, the 69-year-old Manafort asked Judge T.S. Ellis for leniency. The judge did say the 19 to 24-year sentence that prosecutors were seeking was excessive. A jury convicted Manafort last year on 8 felony counts for hiding income from U.S. tax authorities on money he earned while working as a lobbyist in Ukraine. After Thursday's sentencing, his attorney Kevin Downing made a point of saying the charges had nothing to do with his work for the president.
I think most importantly, what you saw today is the same thing that we had said from day one. There is absolutely no evidence that Paul Manafort was involved with any collusion with any government official from Russia.
Manafort also has to pay a $50,000 fine and more than $24 million in restitution. He faces sentencing in a separate case next week. President Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, is suing the president's company for failing to pay his legal bills. We get the details from AP's Warren Levinson.
Michael Cohen says the Trump Organization promised to pay his legal bills, but it stopped after federal agents seized the papers of the former Trump fixer last spring. Cohen's lawsuit says he was paid $1.7 million to cover legal costs, but since the payments stopped around the time he raised the possibility of cooperating with prosecutors, he's run up another $1.9 million in legal bills. Cohen's scheduled to report to prison in May to start serving a 3-year sentence for tax crimes, lying to Congress, and campaign finance violations stemming from his role in hush money payments to Trump paramours. Warren Levinson, New York.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing in negative territory. This is VOA News. For the second time in as many months, the U.S. House of Representatives Thursday condemned hateful speech in all forms. As AP's Mike Gracia reports, it was an attempt by Democrats to end a controversy over one of their own members' remarks that were deemed anti-Semitic by many people.
Before the vote, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addressed recent comments from freshman Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, who suggested politicians who support Israel have dual loyalties.
We support Israel out of friendship, out of shared values, but also because it is in our national interest to do so.
But White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway blasted Democrats for going easy on Omar.
Speaker Pelosi today couldn't decide whether Omar is an anti-Semite or if she's stupid, since she said, well, she really didn't know what she was saying. She really didn't understand the import of the words.
The final vote in the House was 407-23, passing a resolution condemning anti-Semitism and other bigotry. Mike Gracia, Washington.
36 countries, including all 28 EU members, called on Saudi Arabia Thursday to release 10 female activists and cooperate with a UN-led investigation into the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina has details.
The detained women, some of whom campaigned for the right to drive, have allegedly been subject to electric shocks, flogging, sexual assaults, and other forms of torture.
We are particularly concerned about the use of the counterterrorism law and other national security provisions against individuals peacefully exercising their rights and freedoms.
The statement was also signed by Canada and Australia, and marked the first move against the kingdom at the UN Human Rights Council since it was set up in 2006. Those in the non-signing camp included the USA, Turkey, Israel, and Switzerland. There was no immediate Saudi reaction.
Francesca Lina of Reuters. President Donald Trump travels to Alabama on Friday to meet with families hit by a massive tornado that left 23 people dead this week. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, the president will see families still struggling with the loss of life.
Bobby Kidd lost his grandson, A.J. Hernandez. The boy was ripped from his father's arms.
The house just exploded, and he said that he remembers flying through the air and the boys just being sucked away from him.
Kidd's son and his older grandson survived. His thoughts are with AJ.
It's like coming out here, every little thing you look at reminds you of something of him.
Kidd says it will take time to heal. It will take time to get over his grandson's death.
He brightened up a room. And, you know, those are the memories that I want to keep of him because it makes me smile.
I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.